Hello, and welcome to Act 2 of the Possibility Project's Why Love, an original musical drama in four acts. My name is Michael, and I am a proud member of the cast of Why Love. First things first, we want to thank our sponsors because without them, we couldn't do what we do. They are the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs, the New York State Council for the Arts, and the hundreds of individuals who contributed to our online Mission Possible campaign. The stories in Why Love come from our lives and experiences. The show was written by us, and while no one plays their own part, the stories are real. They deal with mature subjects such as domestic violence, sexual abuse, suicide, family conflict, and the pandemic. We wish much of what you will hear was not true. It is. Our goal is to change that reality. Until we succeed, we'll continue to come together to create a more just and peaceful world for all of us. All right, so here we go. The Possibility Project proudly presents Act 2 of Why Love.
We return to Brooklyn. Lauren is walking down Atlantic Avenue accompanied by a friend. Da Vinci is walking up Atlantic Avenue also accompanied by a friend.
Hey, Lauren.
Oh, hi, Da Vinci.
Who's this?
This is my boyfriend, Daryl. Daryl, this is Da Vinci.
Oh, so you're Da Vinci. What's good? What's up? Oh, and this is my girlfriend, Melissa. Melissa, this is Lauren.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too. I love your coat.
Thank you.
Where did you get it?
It's from Canada Goose. Da Vinci bought it for me.
Oh, really? That's not like him.
She looks so good in it, right?
I think it would look way better on me.
Facts, it would just need to be a size bigger, though.
Da Vinci, don't say that. You're terrible.
Hey, watch how you speak to my girl. Sorry, brother. It's just Lauren and me, we go way back.
Fact. So way back that I've forgotten most of it.
You sure? 3 years? That's pretty hard to forget.
Not since I found the love of my life.
I love you too, babe. I know exactly what you mean. Right, Melissa?
Aw, baby, come here.
I'm happy to see that you've moved on.
Ditto.
Well, we need to get going. We just had a bomb-ass meal at the Cheesecake Factory.
I spent that $200 again in a heartbeat. It was amazing.
Daryl's taking me home.
Facts, we need to get going too. We just had a picnic in the park.
It was the most romantic day ever.
It's getting late, and I don't want nothing to happen to my baby, though. Come on, Lauren. Let's go.
Okay. See you around, Da Vinci.
Yeah. Be easy, Lauren.
Lauren and Daryl depart for home. Da Vinci and Melissa do the same. Later that night, Lauren is in her bedroom getting ready for bed.
Was that? I've never seen her before. You know, he's probably telling himself how he doesn't care about me, but I know he does. Hold up, baby, hold up, just hold up. I spent every waking day by your side, and all you wanna do is go hide and hide from the pain, hide from the things you do. I know what you did to me wasn't right, but I won't spend my days trying to cry. None of this is new to you. I feel so numb, I look so dumb. Just keep me from the pain to come. You call me your wife, but you lied. I'm in my bag, just thinking about what we had. And I feel so bad. I feel so bad for you.
We move to the Vinci's home on the other side of that side. He sits on his stoop.
You try to be my hero and it ain't work out. I ain't really felt it when you press into my doubts. Ask asking about my pants, but you had seen the drought. After all the tears, you know how I was so down. So I got scared and I kind of blacked out. So I had a bad count, so yeah, I finally checked out. So you got a new man and you're trying to replace me. So you kind of displaced me and you try to erase me. And it's making me angry and it's making me worry. Now I'm feeling the fury. I'm in front of the jury, thinking life is a movie, thinking how do I do this? I knew you were my life, for I thought you was. Love is nothing more than a useless drug. A bad crash in a short-term bus, making you feel weak, cause that's just what she does. Had to keep my head straight from my own soul. Can't let it creep behind me, gotta move slow. I'm a young real king, so I will glow. So I'm good though, I said I'm good though. Anything that's happened, I'ma let go. She missed a shot like Shaq with the free throw. I'm a young real king, so I won't blow. I said I'm good though, said I'm good though.
We moved to Manhattan, LaGuardia High School. Maria enters Mr. Moises' classroom.
Hey, Mr. Moises.
Hey, Maria. What's up?
I have some questions about the test we got back.
Happy to answer them. Why don't you take a seat?
Oh, okay. So I had some trouble on question 4.
Got it. Why don't you take out your test and we'll go through it together? Yes, I remember this one. Okay, so we're looking for the tangent line's rate of change here. So let's start with the basics. So what do you remember about slopes?
Oh, no, I get the equations for slopes. I just missed how they apply to the tangent line here in this problem.
Yeah. Okay, let's try this. Look at this question off of the assignment I gave out in class today. So if you calculate the slope of the secant line right here, what number is it approaching?
Okay, 8?
Wow, look at that. You got it there, so you knew it.
I guess so.
You really are doing great work, Maria. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
I guess I get more than I give myself credit for. Okay. Thanks, Mr. Moises.
Hey, did I overhear in class today that you have a birthday coming up?
Yeah, it's in a few weeks.
Got any plans?
Not really. I'll probably spend it with my boyfriend.
A boyfriend, huh? Who's the lucky guy?
Oh, you don't know him. He's not very good at math.
You'd be surprised who I know and don't know here. Come on, who's the lucky guy?
Miguel Redmond. He's a senior.
Oh, yeah, Miguel. He must be quite the person to be with a catch like you.
Thanks, I guess.
I mean it, Maria. You really do stand out.
Anyways, thanks for the math help.
Maria, I just want you to know that I've been noticing that you've looked really stressed in class lately. I just want to make sure you're all right. Look, I don't normally do this, but take my number. If you need anything at all, someone to talk to, help with class, whatever, call me or text me.
Okay, I better get going, Mr. Moises. My friends are waiting on me.
Okay, sounds good. I'll catch you tomorrow in class.
Maria walks down the hallway and suddenly stops. Another memory begins to play out in her mind's eye. She is with her sister Ash and her mom at home.
What's going on? What'd I miss?
You miss us having a grand old family cake war.
We're making a strawberry cake and we're gonna surprise Kira with it.
Ash, boundaries. Don't come up behind me like that. Come on.
What'd I do?
Maria, okay. What's going on with you?
What do you mean?
You just seem really jumpy, that's all. Did something happen? You know your stepfather and I are here for you.
I know you are.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means she doesn't like Kira, Mom.
Mom, it's fine. I just don't want to talk about Kira right now.
Why not? He's been so sweet with you. He told me about helping you with your homework.
What'd he tell you?
that you two had a moment about the ravens and he helped you out with the math problem.
That's all he said? That's it?
Should he have said more? Maria, say what's on your mind. I don't want to play games with you.
You don't want to play games with me? You're the one being played, Mom.
What are you trying to say?
Kira's been making moves on me.
What? For real?
Ashley, quiet. Are you telling me the truth, Maria?
Why would I lie about this?
No way, Kira wouldn't do that.
Maria, how can you say something like this? I finally found someone who can make this family whole again. I won't let you ruin this.
I'm your daughter. I am family. Why don't you believe me?
Because I know Kira would never do anything like this.
What wouldn't I do? Everything all right?
Ash, go to your room right now.
What about the cake?
Go! Tell him what you just told me.
Mom, can you please not?
Please not what? Go on, tell him what you just said.
I think you both just need to take a breath for a second. Maria, what's going on?
I don't want to talk about this right now. Mom, Kira, I'm fine.
No, tell him right now what you just told me.
Honey, just calm down. Give your daughter a break.
I don't need you to defend me, Kira. I'm fine.
I'm just trying to help.
Well, you're not.
Maria, watch your mouth.
Are you serious? Watch my mouth? He needs to watch his hands.
Maria.
Hold on a sec. Maria.
Don't touch me.
Maria, stop.
Whoa, hold on. Maria, you're just confused. You're young. Let's just talk about this.
Talk? I don't need to talk. You know exactly what you've done.
I honestly don't. Come on. I'm trying to be a father to you here.
Mom, please don't listen to him. I swear he's lying.
I don't know what to say here, Maria.
Babe, look at me. Do you really think I'd do something like this?
No.
Are you crazy? This is bullshit. Ow! If Dad were still alive, he would have believed me.
We moved to the Freeman family home in Fordham, the Bronx. Sebastian, Carolina, and Lotus are unpacking in their cousin Nina's room.
Thanks for letting us stay here, Nina. We got kicked out of our other aunt's house.
No problem. What happened in the last house?
Aunt Karen was being a bitch and started problems, getting on my last nerve. You know how she gets.
Yeah, and classic David being a simp as usual.
You're not wrong. I'm just happy you guys are here. Nina, how long can we stay here anyway?
Hopefully for a while. My mom is pretty grumpy lately, so there's no definite answer.
At least we're here now so we can vibe with y'all. Yer?
Yer? That's a fact. We can finally hang out. We almost never get to see each other.
Since it's been a while, let me give you a hug.
No!
Come here.
Tickle her!
Stop!
Never!
No!
Cheryl, Nina's mom, and Nicole, the three siblings' mom, enter the living room.
Thank you again, Cheryl, for letting us stay for a little. You really got us out of a tight spot.
No problem. As long as there's no trouble.
No, stop it!
What's going on in there? I'm going to check on those kids.
All right. I'm going to keep unpacking.
Stop! Stop it, Sebastian! Stop!
What's going on in here? Sebastian, what are you doing?
We're having a tickle fight, and we seem to be winning.
You sure? It looks to me like Sebastian is inappropriately touching my child.
Excuse me?
We were literally playing around.
I know your type. Boys are all the same. Nina, come here. Stay away from Sebastian.
Mom, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what she said.
Boys don't know how to keep their hands to themselves.
You're full of shit and you know it.
Did you just curse at me, young lady? I invite you into my home and all I ask for is the same respect you give your mother. My word is law in this house.
Thomas, Nina's father, and Marcus, the three siblings' father, entered the bedroom along with Nicole.
Whoa, what's with all the yelling?
Tell Sebastian to keep his hands off my daughter.
What? I know my son. He wouldn't hurt Nina.
That's not what I saw.
Okay, calm down. I'm sure it was just a misunderstanding.
No, I know what I saw. I don't want a molester in my house.
What?
What?
How dare you accuse my son like that?
Mom, that's not true.
If my daughter is in danger of being hurt, I want all of you out. ASAP.
This is ridiculous. You're accusing my brother of something he didn't even do.
If he didn't do anything, then what is Cheryl going on about?
Have you met your wife? Lying is her middle name.
I'm not gonna hear another word of this. Nicole, I want your family out by tomorrow, or I'm calling the police on you and your messed up child.
I'm sorry, Aunt Cheryl. I shouldn't have done that. Please don't kick us out.
But you didn't do anything.
She said she wants you out, so go and repack your things. Now.
Please don't do this. Cheryl, we have nowhere to go.
Now.
I'm sorry, Nicole, but you have to go.
We remain in the Bronx, but move to the Health and Human Services office on Grand Concourse. Mrs. Jimenez and her four children, Aster, Jasmine, Elena, and Daniel, are sitting in the waiting area.
There's no point in coming to this office again, Aster. We're just going to get denied like we did last time.
It's better that we try than just sitting on our butts. I can't work as much anymore because of ACS, and you weren't even legal, so this is our only option.
Fine, but remember that I warned you beforehand.
Next in line, please. How may I help you today?
I'm here with my children in regards to a decline for food stamps authorization that we asked for earlier this week.
I see. Let me look through these and I'll get back to you in one moment, all right?
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
See? What was so hard about that? It only took like 15 minutes. You were so overselling this whole thing.
You'll see.
$5 says they won't accept us because Mom has no green card.
$5 says it's because Aster already has a job.
$5 says because they're racist.
$5 says you would all shut up for 1 second.
Mrs. Jimenez, so it appears that the reason you guys may have been denied is because your son Aster has a source of income.
Called it!
Not to disrespect you, sir, but that's ridiculous. I work a minimum wage job. How is that considered enough to deny us authorization?
I'm sorry. That's what it says in your file.
My son does not make enough to feed me, my three children, and himself.
Ma'am, you have no legal documents to work in this country. So unless you want to get in serious trouble for this, then I'd suggest you finding something else to stabilize yourself with.
See, nothing goes right for us.
I guess we're just going to starve.
No, we're not. We'll figure something out.
As the Jimenez family watches, a man and a woman approach the clerk.
Hello, how can I help you, ma'am?
Hello, we would like to check on a food stamps authorization we filed earlier this week.
Excellent. Can I get a name for you two folks?
Ben and Macy Chambers.
Okay, give me 1 second. Looks like you guys are approved already. You should be good to go.
So the food stamps will be sent to our card immediately?
Within 24 hours, sir.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Excuse me. How come they were able to get their authorization before me?
Miss, as I've said before, your son already has a job supporting your family.
And as I've said before, that isn't enough for all of us.
Look, you guys. Your mom does not have her documents. ICE does not play around with this sort of stuff. So I'm telling you as nicely as possible to leave now and find a more accessible solution.
No. I need to feed my family. I will not leave until I have my authorization.
Mom, please, just calm down.
I suggest you listen to your son, Mrs. Jimenez, unless you want to be properly removed from the premises.
I knew this was a bad idea.
I want to go home.
Me too.
We're not going anywhere.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you one more time to calm down and leave.
Don't tell me what to do.
Please don't make this harder than it has to be. Please escort yourself out.
And if I don't, what are you gonna do about it, huh?
Mom, let's go. It's not worth it.
I will ask que un día no tiene que pasar esto.
The Jimenez family exits the Health and Human Services office. Oscar leaves his family, jumps on the subway, and meets up with Lotus at Malcolm's den park.
Whoa, looky here. I almost didn't notice. It's my homegirl, rap star, the legend named Lotus.
Shut up, Aster. What you even doing?
Thinking about my life, wonder why I'm pursuing.
What's got you down? You're more upset than usual.
Only star I'm beat is the main attraction at my funeral.
Ash, what's wrong with you? Take that back right now.
Nah, because here I am supporting a family of eight. But I can't feel bad, boy, because so many share my fate. I'm not the only one in a tough spot, but I'm in one nonetheless. Don't know what it's like to be pussy, but here's my first gift. No suffrage, no hunger, no struggle, no pain. Buying your favorite pair of sneakers and buying new ones on a good day. No poverty, animosity. A penthouse with two Latins never sharing what they have. And I'm sure they're feeling cocky. I wish I could just rep and see everyone take a bow. But my family really makes me want to take a bow. I'm a smart and cute, but I don't know how.
I don't always smile, you know I'm not always so happy. Not the only one with problems and a life beyond crappy.
I never said I was. What's the deal with you? I'm usually the angry one. Doesn't serve right when you are too.
I'm sorry, it's not what I like to do. My sis, my bro have to go through all this trouble. I wish I would remember it in a bubble. I'm moving place to place so that we can just be safe. Everybody keeps their back on us. I found no one that I can trust.
Whoa, you have got to be kidding me.
No, man, I'm not. I got no home, you see. I'm lost in the city. Even though I got a map, I got nowhere else to go. Man, this shit is whack.
Sucks to live in NYC, but have no opportunities. Can't be the one you wanna be. It ain't even just you and me.
It's hundreds, it's thousands, all drinking from one fountain while the rich who live in luxuries watch us from the mountain.
Sucks to live in NYC, but have no opportunities. Can't be the one you wanna be. It ain't even just you and me. It's hundreds, it's thousands, all drinking from one fountain while the rich who live in luxuries watch us from the mountain.
Travel back 54 years, this time to Flushing High School in Queens. Grandma Kelly's memories come to life as her story continues.
Hey girl, what's up?
Hi girls.
What's popping, Kelly?
Nothing much. I just got my history test back.
Let me guess, another 100?
No. I actually failed it.
What? You failed? Kelly, the future valedictorian, failed the test?
My grades are the worst. Wait till my mom finds out.
What do you mean, the worst? Like, your lowest grade is a 90. Probably not that big of a deal. Your grades can't be as low as mine. I have a 70 for stupid U.S. history.
Well, believe it or not, I have a 60 in U.S. history. And a 65 in calculus.
Damn, are you serious?
Kelly, what's up with you?
Are you okay?
We know you've been going through a lot, and if you need us, we're here for you.
Listen, I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I need to get home. I have studying to do.
Well, before you go, Crystal's having a party tonight.
Yes, I am.
You should pull up. You need to get your mind off things.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
She's not gonna come. She never parties.
Facts. It's okay. I won't be offended if you don't come.
I gotta go.
Bye, girl. Adios.
Bye, girl. Later.
We return to the present, to Grandma Kelly, Uncle Aminadel, and Jasmine sitting in the Castle Senior Living Facility rec room.
I wasn't in a good place after Dad died.
I can't even imagine how you felt.
I didn't know what I felt. It was all so sudden. One minute he was there, and then the next minute... I never imagined he would die. Never. I would cry anytime for no reason. I didn't want anyone to see me because I felt so stupid.
So, what did you do?
I hid myself.
What do you mean? How?
I stayed home as much as I could.
Did it help?
No, not really.
What happened?
As Grandma Kelly begins to tell her story, we see her teenage self, her brother Aminadel, and her two sisters, Cassandra and Layla, in the living room.
Why are y'all being so loud? I'm trying to study.
Why are you being such a buzzkill? We're trying to play.
Is that my shirt? And is that my lipstick on your face? Were you two going through my stuff again?
So what if we were?
It's just lipstick.
Take that shirt off. Now. Or else I'll tell Mom what I saw you doing after school the other day.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yeah? Try me. And you better wipe that off your face right now.
Their mom enters quickly.
What's all this about?
Layla and Cassandra were fooling around with Kelly's stuff, and she's pissed about it.
You know your sister doesn't like you going through her stuff. But Kelly, it's really not that big of a deal.
Well, it's a big deal to me, so don't tell me it's not.
Where is this coming from?
It's not like it matters.
Don't walk away from me, young lady. I am your mother.
So what?
I don't know what's gotten into you, but ever since your father died, you've been a total pain in the ass. You think you're the only one struggling? You're not.
You don't understand.
I lost my husband and the father to my children. What don't I understand?
Then how can you walk around this house like nothing's happened? How can you pretend like nothing's wrong?
You need to watch your tone. I am your mother and you will respect me.
I no longer have respect for you.
What did you do that for? Was that really necessary?
I told you wouldn't understand.
Kelly, what is happening to you?
It's no longer your concern.
We return to the Castle Senior Living Facility rec room.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, and I meant it. I was drowning in my own despair, and everyone else seemed so normal. I just couldn't take it. I exploded.
That's for sure.
What made you do that? I know you were upset about your dad dying, but why take it out on the people that you love?
Because they were the closest. I was a ticking time bomb, and I took it out on everyone.
But why?
Because it was so unfair.
Unfair?
I expected my dad to come home that day. I expected him to see me grow up. I expected him to be there. And he was gone. I wanted to blame someone. I wanted to hurt someone as bad as I'd been hurt. But it wasn't anyone's fault.
Nope, there was no one to blame.
That must have been difficult.
It was, and it got much worse.
Grandma Kelly's story takes us back in time to a party where her teenage self runs into her brother Amina.
Ellie, you really shouldn't be here.
No, you shouldn't be here. Go home.
It's not going to do you any good.
Go home, Amenadale. Leave me alone.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Kelly.
What's up, girls? Where are the beers at?
Right here. We didn't expect you to show.
But we're glad you're here. When did you start drinking, Miss Valedictorian?
This music is trash. Who's the DJ? They need to change the vibe.
You want to hit this blunt?
Yeah, swing that.
Get it, girl!
Whoa, girl, calm down.
Woo! I needed this.
How are you doing, Kelly? You okay?
I feel great. No.
You're making a fool out of yourself.
I don't care.
Oh my god, Kelly! She passed out. Help me pick her up. Oh my god, I hope she's okay.
We moved to Staten Island. The Pratt family home.
What are we doing for dinner again?
Quinn said she would make lasagna. She's been in the kitchen forever, though. Kids, do you want to go check on dinner? Maybe you can help her for once.
Why don't you get up and help her?
What was that?
Nothing.
Bianca, get out of the shower. We have to help Kun with dinner because evidently we're the only ones who can. Mom, I shouldn't have to help if Bianca doesn't have to.
Go help her.
She's still in the shower? Bianca, it's time to get out the shower. Come on. Is she singing? Are you listening to me? Damn it. I told you. You keep taking these long-ass showers, our water bill's gonna go through the roof. I'm coming in.
Dad! I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Dad, please stop. Let go of me.
What did I say?
Stop! You're hurting me.
No. You want to be taking these long-ass showers, huh? Come on.
Stop! Please! Quinn, Joelle, please! Someone help!
Shut up!
Dad, stop!
Quinn, what are you doing? Put that knife down.
No. Joelle, get behind me. Let Bianca go.
Quinn, stop. Don't make it worse.
Oh, now you want to say
something? Put that knife down, little girl. You could hurt somebody.
Please, Quinn, look at me.
No. Stop terrorizing this family.
Okay, Quinn. Just calm down.
Are you okay, Bianca?
Someone's at the door.
Don't you dare open that door, Bianca.
Everybody freeze.
Sir, put down the knife.
I was just trying to take it away from my daughter. She was trying to attack me.
Shut up and turn around.
It was just a family argument. It's all settled now.
You had a similar excuse last time we came here for a noise complaint.
We got reports of yelling and loud noises happening here all week.
My name is Alexander Harrison. I'm a caseworker for the Administration for Children's Services. The precinct has asked me to join the officers today.
Y'all don't need to be here. We're fine.
I said shut up. Don't make me tell you again.
Mr. Pratt, we've received reports from your son's counselor saying that they're not fine.
Joelle, and you've been causing trouble at school too? Telling lies to your counselor?
I have the reports right here. You can see for yourself.
I was the one with the knife. It's my fault.
What's your name?
Quinn.
Quinn? My name is Alex. I'm going to ask you and your siblings some questions. Is that all right?
I guess.
Got called in over a bunch of lies. We didn't do anything wrong.
Mr. Pratt, I wasn't asking you. Quinn, why were you holding a knife to your father?
It doesn't matter.
You sure about that?
He didn't do anything. I was just overreacting. We're fine.
Are you the oldest of your siblings?
Yeah.
Miss Pratt, is your daughter telling me the truth about what happened here?
Yes, sir. She is. I swear on my life that this is no one's fault. Quinn overreacts sometimes. You know how teenagers can get.
Yeah, you know how teenagers can get. We never tell the truth about anything and then we get punished because we deserve it.
Anna.
No, we just overreact and it's always our fault and it's never Dad's fault and it's always going to be this way because...
Anna, are you okay?
I can't.
You see what we have to deal with? They just want attention.
Get up, Anna.
Mr. and Mrs. Pratt, please. There's something going on here. But Quinn, I need you guys to tell me what it is.
Why does it have to be us? Why do we have to be the ones to say what's happening, huh? You come in here and you see bruises on our faces. And my sister having a panic attack. And you have fucking reports from our schools. And you still need us to tell you what's going on? Why do I have to talk about it too? Is that what you want, Alex? For me to admit that my dad hits us almost every single day? Is that what you want?
Quinn, we will get this figured out.
She's a liar! Get your hands off me, I did nothing wrong!
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you.
concludes Act 2 of Why Love. To listen to Act 3, you can forward to the next track now.